From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government began about an hour ago after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate. Spending authority expired at midnight Washington time, triggering a halt of non-essential government functions. Handful of Republicans joined all but a handful of Democrats in opposing the funding bill, which needed three-fifths backing to advance to the 100-member chamber. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on Democrats in the Senate. He said Americans will not tolerate this shutdown, which McConnell said did not have to happen. Then Democratic leader Chuck Schumer replied, saying Republicans also voted with the Democrats. He said they tried to reach a deal in a meeting with President Trump at the White House. Schumer said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisan negotiating. Meantime, the White House responded immediately to failure to reach a funding agreement, blaming Senate Democrats for what he called the Schumer shutdown, accusing legislators of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. The so-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which Democrats cited in their reason for allowing the government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. Meantime, federal agencies are furloughing employees and halting major portions of their operations. The U.S. High Court, the Supreme Court, has signaled now that it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from 8 countries, 6 of them majority Muslim. This is VOA News.